Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Silence. Is sometimes the most earth-shaking sound. A few weeks ago, with these verses, we considered how the Lord made a lot of noise, shaking the earth to bring Christmas, plaguing Egypt, thundering law, devastating kingdoms, ravaging earthly security, and will once more shake the earth with the ultimate big bang. But God also promises here an earth-shaking Christmas silence. For what was the shaking that ultimately brought this greater glory that our text talks about to the Lord's temple? Oh, yes, there was some sound. Heaven's own choir burst forth with joy. They sang their praise at the coming of Christ. Just once they sang those songs to men, and then just to a few, in a silent field. But it was not their anthems that shook the nations. They sang about silence. The silence of unto you is born the Lord. How silently the Creator had become the created. And it was a new creation, with the Holy Spirit so overshadowing Mary that what was conceived within her was the Son of God, the Holy One, the only man ever born without a taint of sin or any of its mutations. The silence of the Creator becoming the created still shakes this earth. It's physics, it's reason, it's psyche. Yes, there were some other sounds. The shepherds silently shuffling in before a baby. And despite what the song says, perhaps some crying from that manger. But it wasn't these stable sounds that shook the nations. Rather, the angels sang about silence. The silence of unto you is born a Savior. The silent thud of iron hitting flesh as Roman soldiers drove heavy nails into the quivering flesh of this Christmas child. For the peace and goodwill from God to man is given because Christ came to give Himself in place of you and me, to give Himself into our death, taking the curse of our sin upon Himself. The cross looms behind the cradle, and the cradle finds meaning only in the cross. For this child has come to destroy the works of the devil. And that cosmic battle between sin, death, and the devil is engaged not with blasters and bombs, but with Christ. silently coming to do the will of His Father. Silently going as a lamb to slaughter, to bear the wrath of His Father's justice on your sin and mine, the sin of the whole world. How silently, how silently Christ bears the direct hit of Satan's deadliest weapon, the sting of sin, death. Our sin, the divine judgment of death on our sin. And so it is the cross looming behind the cradle that brings this greater glory to God's temple, washing and cleansing you and me from our own sin, that we might be His holy temple, His holy, spotless bride. This is God's earth-shaking Christmas silence. And yet man is so filled with fascination, veneration for earthly externals, that even the stable's lack of noise and pageantry becomes a substitute for repentant faith in the cross of Christ. A false focus on earthly quaintness. But that stable silently proclaims Christ's rejection. Rejection by the people of this earth. Christ's rejection of all earthly goodness and glory. Without the cross, the cradle is nothing but a dirty manger for animals, shackled to death. Silence. Is the most earth-shaking sound. And the birth of Christ is the silent demonstration of the loving response of God's heart to your need. The silent miracle, the here God and man met, and the Creator gave Himself for His rebellious, perverse creation. May the Lord touch your ears and your heart with His earth-shaking Christmas silence. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. We'll conclude with hymn 647, stanzas 3 and 4.
English 101 research essay?
Collegians, there's snacks for you in the kitchen from the juniors.
History, GD,
geometry,
GD12.
Flyers begins at 10. Finals for Spanish 1 and Religion 2 or 3 will be distributed prior to that. 10 o'clock, please, back here, flyers.